Today's episode is the Bootstrapper's Guide to Getting Customers with Google Ads, with Facebook Ads, with Perplexity, with HeyGen, with 11 Labs, and more. It is easy to vibe code an app. You've done it, I've done it, but it is so hard to actually get customers. Now, there doesn't exist tutorials on YouTube that give the actual sauce with how to do it. And today with Cody Schneider, we just show you how to do it step by step, how to get your customers, how to run paid ads. What does that look like? No gatekeeping, all the sauce. And if you stick to the end of the episode, I think that you're going to be a better founder, a better entrepreneur. And these types of episodes, people, they charge $5, $10, $15, $25,000 for it. This is absolutely free. I hope this gets your creative juices flowing. And I hope that you build a big business with some of these ideas. Cody Schneider on the pod. We're going to talk about how to grow your vibe-coded startup. You built something, you vibe-coded something, but you need customers. And no one's talking about this, and no one is explaining to you in a simple way how to actually do it with the alpha. So I brought on Cody Schneider. And Cody, by the end of the episode, what are people going to learn?
I'm going to give you a step-by-step playbook and like the strategy and the actual tactics. And I'll try to show literally as much as I can for like each of the things, whether it's paid ads or cold DMs, like all the automation tools I'm using, so that in the next 24 hours, you can have some type of marketing channel live to start promoting this thing. And everything I'm going to teach you layers together, right? So like it all creates this symbiotic relationship that creates like this growth flywheel for you.
Let's go. All right, cool. So let's get into it. And you're going to give all the tools, all the sauce.
Everything.
I need you to promise me.
I promise you. I'll show you everything.
Okay, cool. All right. So you can start sharing your screen and we'll get into it.
Sweet. Okay, cool. So first off, let's talk through paid ads and what, like, for most, like, especially if you're building an SMB product, like a B2B SaaS, but you're like servicing SMBs. And maybe we should come up with a product that we're trying to sell, Greg. This is actually one we're building right now. So I can just use that and I'll share all the details because I don't care. it's basically a YouTube channel email scraper. And this is a like perfect type of product that you'd want to go build. Let me do YouTube channel email extractor. That's actually what it is.
By the way, I noticed you have, what is that Chrome extension that you're using that shows?
It's called SEO Keywords Market. Everywhere. They owe me so much money for like showing this. I don't know why it doesn't want to open right now. But basically, it's just a browser extension that modifies Google so that you can see the total volume, the total CP or the average CPC, the competition. And then also like this is what I use for all those trend graphs that I post. It basically like shows you the search volume over time for this graph. So like this one, there's like not good data, so it doesn't really show anything. It's a great way to do quick validation research. And for anything that you're building, this is actually where I would start before I'd even build a product, is like I would try to figure out like the marketing and the go-to-market motion before I even, you know, build anything. Because if you can't validate that people actually want to buy this, like you shouldn't build it. And I think this is like a mistake I see a lot of first-time founders or builders create. What they do is they build product and then try to figure out marketing. And it should be the opposite. It should be like, validate people want to buy this thing, see if you can build it, and then figure out how to sell it, right? At its core, like when you look at a business, you know, when it's in its simplest form, it's basically having something that people want to buy and being able to sell it to them. Like that is a business at its core. And so I think that one of the easiest ways to actually validate that this is something that people want to buy is you can just look at like keywords and the keyword volume. Like, are people actually searching for this? Can I find like Reddit threads that this is a problem for? Like I would do also this like YouTube channel, email extractor, Reddit, and like see if there's conversations around this. Like literally top result, bro. Like fucking request for SaaS, YouTube email scraper. Couldn't make that up. You couldn't make that any better, right? So anyways, once I found that, I would be like, okay, cool. Like now I'm going to go build a product around this. How would I actually market this? I'm going to talk through Google Ads first and the actual like setup process. I don't know how much I can show. I mean, I could probably show, I guess we could make up like a separate account and like show you. I'll just show you the kind of the structure that I think that we could do. I'm not sure on this, G. So I'll kind of play it. I'll play jazz on it. I would then do is I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm going to try to set up a campaign. The challenge with this is that like you couldn't bid on the keyword phrase YouTube. So what you'd have to do is be like channel email extractor, right? And like that would be the ad that you actually end up running. And the keyword you would bid on is YouTube channel email extractor, but you would have to like basically run an ad to the ad that you're like the ad creative that's in there. It would have to be only say channel email scraper. And the reason for that is because like they'll flag this, but let's actually just like, I can just go and set up an account.
Sam Altman, the co-founder of OpenAI, just said that it is the era of the idea guy, and he is not wrong. I think that right now is an incredible time to be building a startup. And if you listen to this podcast, chances are you think so too. Now, I think that you can look at trends to basically figure out what are the startup ideas you should be building. So that's exactly why I built ideabrowser.com. Every single day, you're going to get a free startup idea in your inbox, and it's all backed by high quality data trends. How we do it, people always ask. We use AI agents to go and search, what are people looking for? And what are they screaming for in terms of products that you should be building? And then we hand it on a silver platter for you to go check out. We do have a few paid plans that take it to the next level. Give you more ideas, give you more AI agents and more, almost like a ChatGPT for ideas with it. But you can start for free, ideabrowser.com. And if you're listening to this, I highly recommend it.
Okay, cool. So this is like a Google Ads account. And I'm going to show you like step-by-step how to actually set up like the paid ad strategy here. So to begin with, you're going to go do new campaign. And what I typically do is I start with a click campaign. And the reason for that is because I'm just trying to see the actual keywords that people are searching. All of these keyword research tools, they're going to give you like what they, it's an estimate, of what they think that people are searching based on the data that they're aggregating from like all the clickstream data, et cetera. But what I actually want to figure out is the actual search terms that people are searching from the beginning. So I'm going to do website traffic. I'm going to do search. Another campaign type is performance max. I'll talk about that in a second. We're seeing that actually be really effective right now, so I can talk to that in a moment. But then what I'll do is we'll like throw up a website. We'll just say like YouTube scraper, right, as like a placeholder. And then just to get us to like move forward, I'm just going to try to pull information from this, but it doesn't exist, so there won't be anything to do there. So from here, we're just going to do page view as the event, and then I'm going to talk through how to actually set up events in the future for the actual signup that you're trying to get to happen. You can set up events for signup or also a payment conversion. It's the same technical deployment to do both of those things. But again, I'm focusing on the clicks to begin with. And the reason for that is, again, I'm just trying to understand like the actual like things that people are searching and clicking on. It's like a fast way for me to get initial data. I can always change back to a conversion once I have the conversion event set up on my website. But in the beginning, what you need to do is basically just like get data so you can understand how people like are trying to actually find this solution. So this is a great way to actually test a product too. Like throw up a landing page in Lovable, put a tally form on it, send some Google Ads traffic to it. I just talked to a founder who's building an app for like, it's like a landing page building software. Like I was like, this is your literal strategy. Just like bid on this keyword and see if you can get signups. And like, if you can, then build the thing. So like before you even build the product, right? So anyway, so I'm going to do clicks, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to target only the United States, and then I'm going to update for people that are only present in that location. You don't want to do people that are traveling in that location. I just see worse results with that. Sometimes as well, you can see like this is the devil in the details. It's shown interest in your location. A lot of people, they will get trapped in like you'll see this where the ads do really well for the first like 14 days. And then suddenly they start getting all this cheap traffic from like the Philippines or India. And they're like, I don't even know how that's happening. We're not even bidding on it. This is a lot of the times the reason that that's happening. So you're trying to have people that are in that location physically. They're actually like, pinging that IP when they're there. We'll do English. We don't have to set up any of the like political ad stuff. And then from here, we're going to actually go and set up the actual ad. So We'll have that be the final landing page. But then what I would do is I would go and then start bidding on those keywords that are related to the product that I'm trying to sell. So I'm going to talk through this in a second. But what I just did there, so if I do this keyword like this, that's technically a broad match keyword. So it, what would happen is it's probably going to go and bid on anything that's email extractor, whatever the biggest keyword phrase is that's within this like long tail phrase, it's going to like basically level up into that. And I don't want that to happen. I want it to only bid on a fan, like the family of keywords that are related to the like to that keyword phrase. So YouTube channel email extractor, when I put those quotations around that, that's what is called a phrase match search. I typically start with phrase match, and then I'll go either do a negative keyword elimination, like if I don't want certain phrases to show up within the phrase match, or I will do an exact match. Exact match isn't actually exact match though on Google anymore. It used to be in the past, I could be like, anytime somebody searches this keyword, show my ad. They now technically expand the audience, and it's total bullshit. I hate it. But it's something that you have to deal with. And there's ways around it sort of, but it they don't actually work. So anyways, you have to basically make the landing page have the language that you actually want them to convert for. And then when you do the exact match, like say you want them to like only, you know, only show for whenever there's YouTube channel email extractor, you have to make the landing page have that as the H1. That would be the only way that you could kind of like make it learn down into like only bidding on that exact match keyword. But anyway, so I'm going to do that broad match. What I'm going to go do now too is I'm going to use keywords everywhere again, and I'm going to go and expand, find all of the keywords that people are searching that are related to YouTube channel email extractor. So what I'm doing here is, again, I just search this and then I can find all the long tail keywords. So I'm just going to click that button. And basically what's happening in the background is it's going to go and scrape all of the other keyword phrases that people are searching along with that the phrase that I provided as the source phrase. We'll see if this wants to actually work. This app can't, or this Chrome extension can be buggy. So it is, it's one of those things, or it's probably a team. And like, I actually don't know. I need to meet them at some point, but anyway, so how to find YouTube channel by email address extractor. So what I would be looking for is like all the ones that are YouTube. So go down that list. So like YouTube channel, email address finder, that's a great one, right? So I would include that in there as well as a phrase match and basically add that into, let me just actually get this. I think it's like loading, so it's technically not actually a static piece of content. It's like actively moving. But anyways, I would pull all of these out. Let me just stop it and I can like actually do this for you. All of these ones that have YouTube, I would take these, I would pull these out that have the search intent that I'm looking for. So like email extractor for YouTube channel, that's a great one as well. Again, I'm putting these in as a phrase match. And I would just do like probably 10 of these. That's all you'd really need to get started. So then at that point, once you've had the keywords that you're bidding on, you would then go
I have a quick question on that. So if you go back to the keyword tool, I noticed like a lot of the search volume is in the 430 to 170, couple hundred. Some people are going to look at that and they're going to be like, how is that enough volume?
This is literally like apps that have 100 search volume a month. I've paid my rent for the last 10 years. Like I will never talk about these in public. I will never share what they are. The only reason I'm sharing this one, because it's like, whatever, you know, we're going to give the sauce away for free today because I'm feeling like Kris Kringle and I want to be Santa to you in the middle of summer in this hot July heat, this hot August heat. So I wouldn't even think about the search volume, but what I would think about is like, are there people that have this pain point that I can get to pay me $29 a month, $49 a month, $99 a month? And, you know, I mean, we can just do that math real quick, right? Like if you have whatever, like say 49, say you have 100 people paying you 49 a month, like that ends up being $4,900, right? And like, this is a margin business where it's like, your margin is going to be like 95%. And a lot of the times you don't need customer service. It's just like set up a crisp chat, let this thing run in the background. And it's just going to like, it's a little tool. It doesn't really break. It just does this very small thing. And I think a lot of the times, like this is what I see a lot of these vibe coders, they try to make these massive platforms. It's like, yo, take a step back, find one killer feature, have auth payment and email. So we're like password reset. Like that is your first app that you should build. If you can't get that to work, you shouldn't level up into like a platform that has this multi-feature product scope that's super complicated and super interactive. It's just, it start with the smallest thing. But anyway, yeah, does that answer the question on that?
Absolutely. I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah, man. Dude, the riches are in the niches. And like now it's easier than ever to build these and you just stack them together, right? Like everybody wants to be Peter Levels, but nobody actually wants to do what Peter Levels does, which is like fucking build 100 different products and five of them that actually make money. And that's like the game here, right? It's like you find a bunch of these small like scraper extractor like tools, right? Like research tools. Dude, there's so much money in data extraction tools. It's crazy. Like there's huge companies that all they do is just like data extraction from government documents. And like they get absolutely paid. Like, and nobody wants to like, they just think it's unsexy or like not interesting, but this is what people actually want. They want this information. So anyway, okay, cool. So you've got the keywords in there. Now you're going to set up the ad. So this is where I was talking about. You won't be able to have YouTube in the name. So what you can potentially do is do like something like YT. I don't think that would work. I think they would probably still flag it. You're not going to be able to have YouTube in the actual name of the URL that you're sending to. So like, don't name it this, name it something else. But what you'll do is have it be like, I would probably do something like channel email extractor, right? So like still talk to that specific keyword, email extractor. And then the reason for this is I'm trying to have the keyword that I'm bidding on, the ad that I'm showing, and then the landing page that I'm sending them to all have the same keyword phrase throughout the whole funnel. And the purpose is because you see a higher conversion rate when you do this, right? The strategy here in the beginning is like, I'm just going to bid on everything. That's why I'm doing the click campaign rather than a conversion campaign. And then once I start to see, okay, cool, like I'm seeing a lot of click volume, like more click volume than I thought for email extractor from YouTube channel than YouTube channel email extractor, I'm going to go and build landing pages for each of these keywords. And when I say a landing page, like literally all I'm talking about is like, you know, it's straight up just like the hero section of your website has that exact keyword. So like an example of this, I mean, we could do this in Lovable right now, right? Like build a landing page for this target keyword.
I mean, it should have the best practices of a landing page, which is, for example, you probably don't want to have any nav bar. You probably want high contrast. You probably want juicy buttons, you know.
100%.
People need to look at, you know, best squeeze pages, best landing pages, and use that as a reference.
You want them to do one action. I think this is the thing that people always get fucked up on is they're like, they're trying to like get them to watch a demo and also like download this ebook. And it's like, no, this person is coming in on an ad. I want to only show them one thing that is the most high value thing that I can get them to do. And you don't know what that is. You don't even know, like, is it an ebook? Is it a thing? But it's one thing that you're trying to get them. You can get them deeper into the funnel later on, but like just doing that one thing is going to be the most effective. And you made a great point, Greg, of just like follow best practices. Like you can literally go to Perplexity and be like, what should the structure of this landing page be for this keyword, right? And it's like, here's the keyword. And then it's just going to give you the structure and you take that over to Lovable and you build that landing page out, right? Like that's like literally.
It's like so easy.
It's so easy. Like this used to take me, again, like I've been doing this 15 years, right? Like this used to take me weeks, Greg. And now I just did this live on a video call with you. Like it's the most insane thing ever. I geek out about this because it is actually so crazy. I'm also realizing we're going probably way long on time too. So maybe we can do the transactional today and then we can come back and I'll do all the like, you know, the part two of this later on. So anyways, okay, cool. So you built that landing page. We'll let that like just vibe in the background while we move forward on this. And then what you're going to do next is set up this conversion event. So how are you going to do that? You're going to use Google Tag Manager to set this up. Google Tag Manager is basically a container that allows for you to deploy both scripts, which are scripts and pixels are interchangeable in the voice. But then what it allows for you to do as well is you can actually set up events that basically wait, they set up a listener for an event that gets pushed to the data layer so that you can then have a trigger so that when that action happens by the user, I can send that information back to Google Ads. And the reason that you're doing all of this is you're basically trying to say, hey, Google, you know, when people search this keyword, there's a cohort that will actually make the action that I want them to do. I want them to do this action, which is a sign up or a payment. So optimize the ad, basically, of the people that are searching that keyword for the cohort of people that are most likely to do that action. And it's so smart that it can actually like train itself into understanding these people are most likely to sign up. These people are most likely to, you know, actually turn into a paid conversion, et cetera. Okay, so this is what an actual like Google Tag Manager account looks like. This is some random project that I've been working on that's just in the background, right? So how you actually set these up is you're going to go and create. So what you'll search on Perplexity is like write event code for Google Tag Manager for sign up conversion. And so what this is going to do is basically write the code, which is just a JavaScript code that you want to fire when the user does the action that you're looking for. So this is like when they do that form submission, I want this code to fire and it's going to send this event to the data layer. And the data layer is basically just like this like observable place that like we can see information. So it's going to push this code, sign up success. And I can literally go into, you know, my Vibe code and be like, add this event for when somebody completes the form submission. And it adds that there, right? Whatever that, you know, you can, it's super easy to implement this now. This used to take, again, like I would spend 2 hours with an engineer to get this deployed. I can now do it in like minutes. And then once I have that, what I can do is I can set up a event trigger within Google Tag Manager that actually allows for me to observe that that event firing. So let me show you what I mean by that. I can go trigger new, and then I will select custom event. And then within custom events, I'm going to paste that sign up success. And we'll just name that something like, event sign up. And then once I've set that up and I have this code firing at the data layer level, I now can observe that. I can actually see that. And that trigger is listening for anytime that event gets submitted. And once that event is submitted, I can then send that data back to Google Ads. So I can say, okay, and what I'm doing here is I'm now making a new tag. So to just take a step back to what I've done is I've deployed this Google Tag Manager code on my website. So I've added this to the head of the website and the body of the website all over the entire website so that I can send all like basically all this like data and information and tracking back to it. And then I'm set up that trigger that is listening for that event. And then I also have this event that's firing now from within the application, pushing that information to the data layer. And once I have all of this set up, I can now deploy something like, okay, I'm going to say this signup event, I want Google Ads. I want you to do conversion tracking for when somebody completes that signup. So within Google Ads, what I can then go do, let me exit out of this. I'll go to conversions. I can create a conversion for that event called sign up. And we'll try to actually do this live. I don't know like what it's going to allow me to, because this is like an old account. Set conversions on the website, get rid of that. Yeah, it's going to force me to have an actual website. If you just go in YouTube, like how to connect Google Tag Manager, connect Google Tag Manager to Google Ads. Analytics Mania loves data, and then Measure School are the three best on this. They do great content. If you do any of those, like this one probably would give you the exact like walkthrough on how to do this conversion linker. But this will have the tutorial on how to set this up. Basically, what it ends up happening is I can set up this conversion ad, and what this ends up looking like is I can have an event that fires. That data gets sent back to Google Ads, and then within Google Ads, I can actually see the exact keyword that is making signups, and then I can see the cost for the exact keyword that is making signups. And this is what always kills me with indie hackers; it drives me fucking insane. Is they are like, "Oh, we're anti-paid ads." I'm like, my guy. Like, if you had an ATM where you put a dollar in and $4 came out, what would you do? What is their answer? It's like, well, I would put as much money into the ATM as I could. That is all ads are when you set it up right. It's like, that is literally the game here. And maybe this doesn't work for your industry because it's too competitive. Like for lawyers, right? If you do like truck accident lawyer, you know, Dallas, right? Yeah, impossible, right?
Good luck.
Like literally impossible. Like $13 per CPC. Like you're going to be, you're playing pro ball at that point. If you're bidding on some like little ass tool or something like that, like you can make this work. You can totally 100% make this work, man. It drives me absolutely crazy that they like say that this doesn't work. It 100% can work. Like if organic search is working for you, paid search will work for you. I guarantee it. Most like 9 out of 10 times, like very rarely, 99 out of 100 times it will work. Very rarely does it not work. It's a skill issue. It's not that you're actually like it's not a channel that's going to function for you.
So why do they say that? Is it a badge of honor to not do paid ads? Is that why they say that?
I think that's a part of it. I think it's also like ego, and they think like product should distribute itself and like all this. And I'm like, dude, like if you're getting organic traction naturally on YouTube, why wouldn't you go and pay more creators to make videos just like the ones that are getting organic traction? Like it's so funny to me. Like you talk to startup founders, and I would see this when I was in the Valley, where they're like, yeah, like we're growing entirely organically, like 3% compounding month over month. And I'm like, cool. Like what is actually happening? All right, you're getting talked about in Facebook groups to a cohort of people. So let's just turn on ads and see what happens. 7 days later, they have triple the leads that they like had ever before. And they're like, yeah, like our investors are like, go blow the seed money as fast as you can. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like this is like, I think they just like, they don't think in the economics of this. And the economics are very simple. It's like, I pay a dollar. And then that turns into $5 of customer lifetime value. But let's actually break down what that means, right? So when I put a dollar in, or say, let's say I spend $100, right? And my cost per new customer is $80. So that I spend $100, I get one new customer that costs me $80. And this is like actual data. This is from a company that I'd ran previously. That was like an SMB, this tile, right? So the average customer life, or the average revenue per customer was $39. So I was technically losing money on getting that customer. I would pay $80 to make $39. But the customer lifetime value of that person was about $550. So I'm paying $80 to make $550 in customer lifetime value. So when these absolute just like chuds are like, oh, it doesn't work. Like the ROAS doesn't make sense. It's like, no, it's a skill issue. Look at the math. Like what is your average customer lifetime value? If they're staying for 6 months and paying you $100, right? That means that you're making $600 per person. Okay. So you can afford to pay literally probably like $150 to $200 to get that customer. And you're going to still make enough money and make this make sense. But they're like, no, I want to like stay core and do this. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But again, it's just different ways to run businesses. It's not the way that I would run it. I would layer all of this. I would do paid ads. I would do organic. I would do all of these things. But that's just, you know, two different ways to approach this. So anyway, that's my tirade. Thank you for coming. Let's get back to the actual scheduled programming. So I've set up that conversion event now, and that conversion event is, I would do that for a sign up and I would do it for pay. So you're probably asking now, why wouldn't you just go immediately to payment? Well, let me tell you, why did we start at clicks and then we work down to signups and then we work down to paid? It's because I need enough conversion actions to actually have enough data to be able to make smart decisions. So I start at clicks because if I start with immediately with signups, I'm not going to have enough data to understand like what are the landing pages I should build that are most likely to make signups. So once I have enough signups, then I can like understand, okay, cool. Like another way to think about this is like, if I just turn on ads straight to payment, I'm going to have not enough conversion events for it to train into that payment action. And so I have to focus on the thing that's more up funnel and train it into that, because that is a leading indicator for this, like, you know, this more deeper funnel action. And so it's basically like, if you have enough money though, you can go day one, right? If you have 100 grand, like you're going to go straight to conversion, turn that shit on. And within 7 days, like you're going to be optimized into it. But it just depends on like the resources that you have, the money that's available. For most people that are bootstrapping or like setting up, you know, yeah, they're self-funding it. They're starting with a smaller budget. And so that's why I suggest the sign up conversion to start with. Once you have enough payment conversion events though, you can always swap that. You can say, hey, I want you to optimize for the payment conversion. And Google Ads actually allows for this. You can set the value of the conversion to be different numbers. So I can say, hey, the signup's worth $1 and the payment is worth $10 or $20. And so then it will start to have that dollar amount that's attached to the user action, and we'll optimize for that dollar amount. Like basically like how, like whatever budget you give it, it will optimize itself into creating the most like ROI from the dollar amount that you've designated each of those conversions. So that's Google Ads in a nutshell, very high level. There's way more tactical stuff you could go into, but like, we don't have time for a masterclass. Like we could do it one day, but like, if you just do that, like it's going to work. Like you're going to get something at least to start happening. Like some new DNA entering the ecosystem that you're siloed in after you built this app that nobody is like signing up for.
Peter Levels is silently shaking his fist right now.
Whatever, man. Like I, you know how I feel.
We all do. Okay.
Anyways,
do we have time to go over, you know,
I do Facebook ads real quick, 'cause it's very related to this. And just like run through kind of the whole strategy. And I think that's probably a good like stop point. And then we can come back and we can turn this into a series where we'll do a series on cold DM and cold email. Those can be paired. And then we can do the next piece, which is like, okay, here's how to make a content engine for your business, right?
Beautiful. Comment if you want to see that.
If you want to see that, you better comment. I swear to God, you better run up Greg's comments right now. I will respond to every comment that says, show me the money, show me the goods, show me the sauce. I will go through every single one of them. I want 1,000 comments in the comment section, all right? Okay, so Facebook ads. Very different in how you're like structuring the campaigns, and also like the philosophical kind of like the framework behind it. So search ads, when somebody searches a search ad, so when they search this keyword phrase, YouTube channel email extractor, they're signaling exactly what they're looking for. They are looking for a YouTube channel email extractor, right? So you have the search intent built into the you understand what you need to show them to create the outcome that you're looking for. Like they're giving you that search intent. Paid ads is different. The reason for that is because you're actually disrupting them. So this person is actively in a mindset right now. They're like, okay, I'm looking for this thing. So if I get in front of them and give them that thing, they're already in that mindset. Paid ads is different. I have to disrupt what they're doing. I have to get their attention, and then I have to like tell a story that gets them into the mindset where they're malleable, that I can present a new solution that gets like that convinces them to basically buy a thing. This is why like you see all this like bullshit on YouTube where they're like, study psychology, bro. Like you're going to become like the best drop shipper ever. And it's like bullshit, man. It's like very simple. It's like, talk about people's pain points, cast a vision of a future that they can potentially have. And then your product is the bridge to get them to the future. Okay, you just do those things. Like you're top 1% of ads. Like that's all everything is. You want an argument? Like you want to convince the world to not go to war or go to war? Like that is the angle to do this. You might have to beep that out, Greg. I apologize. But the it's just storytelling. That's all you're trying to do here, and it's way less transactional than the paid search side. You have to think about that component. So let's actually do this. Let's do this process. So I would go and I'd look like, I would go back to Perplexity and I'd be like, give me pain points around, YouTube channel, email extractor, Reddit. And I'd just be like, okay, like how are people talking about it? What are the pain points with this? Like technical barriers, users face issues with YouTube reCAPTCHA. Awesome. This is sweet. All right, cool. I got like a specific thing I can talk to. API and scraper limitations. They're limited by API requests, ethical and legal risks. Okay, cool. We don't care about that. We're living in the gray area in our life. The scam and security risks. That's just pulling from Reddit. So this is a pretty simple product. So like technical barriers looks like the main thing that you're solving. It's pretty simple what this would probably be. It would be like, the ad that I would probably write is like, if you do influencer marketing, listen to this. Like that's the hook. And like, let's actually write this out. Let's write this out like step by step. So if you do influencer marketing, listen to this.
By the way, there's only like 100 hooks that exist.
Oh yeah.
For in short form video.
Especially for SaaS. Like
yeah.
Absolutely. SaaS, it's even smaller. I would say there's probably like 25 good ones and like maybe 50 that sometimes work, you know, but like it's all the same. But this is really easy. It's like call out a thing that somebody does and then present the pain point. If you do influencer marketing, listen to this. Finding YouTube creator emails is a huge pain. Or sorry, we'll just say like takes hours. Finding YouTube. Actually, let's do this.
Find Wait, by the way, is this like a video that you're writing the script for?
Yeah, this is a video. Yeah. This is an AI avatar video. And the reason I'm suggesting this is because AI avatar videos, we see those perform best for SaaS right now. Those in comics, for some reason, I'm like obsessed with the comics ones, like 4-panel comics where it's like you're like telling a little story, but it looks like native content. So people are like, oh, this is just a meme. And then they're like, fuck, it's an ad. They're now in a funnel. It's amazing. It works so well. I love it. It's so, so good. Before and after comics work really well too. Like here's where you are. Here's where you can be if you do this thing. Dude, they just rip. Anyways, but all right. So find me quotes about like technical barriers. See what it says. And I'm looking for like actual quotes of people saying this. Like I worked on a comparable prime, email extraction, the challenge. Bypass the reCAPTCHA. So bypass the reCAPTCHA. Perfect, right? There's a limit. So we're going to say getting... YouTube creator emails.
Couldn't you say
super hard because it bypassing the reCAPTCHA? Go ahead.
I was going to say, like, to take this even a step further, instead of saying get YouTube creator emails super hard because bypassing the reCAPTCHA and provide me blah, 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 like making it more personal and being like, I almost blew my brains out after trying to get 1,000 YouTube creators emails because of bypassing the reCAPTCHA or something like that. Maybe not blow your brains out, but something like visual, right?
I wanted to unlife myself because I had to get emails behind reCAPTCHAs and build like 10 Google accounts to get 100 emails. I have done this manually in the past. It's terrible. Don't ever do this, please. I beg you. But yes, talking to exactly to that pain point, like speaking to that, that's all we're trying to do here. And like what I'm going to be able to do live is going to be way shittier than what I would actually be able to do if we like sat down and did this. But I mean, let's just take yours. I think that's actually like, it's a better ad. So like if you're an influencer marketer or if you do influencer marketing, listen to this, what did you say, Greg?
I mean, I said blow my brains out, but that's a bit too extreme. So maybe I don't know. What's a bit more? Okay, we can just for the sake of this.
Yeah,
demo.
I want to blow. I want like. I want to blow my brains. I want to blow my brains out trying to get YouTube influencer or YouTube creator emails. Because the CAPTCHA because the CAPTCHA is hard to bypass,
right?
And I told my friend this who's a little bit shady, who does a little bit shady internet marketing, and he told me I should check out this tool called X. X does Y thing. So like X scrapes YouTube channel emails at scale. You just give it a list, and it returns the emails. It bypasses the CAPTCHA for you, and it's saved me from my hemorrhoids. And it's a shitty joke. But anyways, so like I got this ad, And now I don't even know if I'd mention the ad name as well. Like, I found that, like, sometimes just like calling it the app, I check out this tool, this tool that scrapes emails. I upload a list of YouTube channels, URLs, and it returns the emails by bypassing the CAPTCHA, you know, for me, whatever, right? And then click the link to learn more. Like, you don't even say the app, because then it like creates like this, like, well, I want to know what this is now, right? And then like you'll just see, like, sometimes you'll see higher CTR. Again, all of this is anecdotal. This does not have data. So it's just like, this is anecdotal data to support this. Every industry is different. Take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt, but this is like something in this vicinity will work. Okay, so I take that, and then I would go to HeyGen, and I would use an 11 Labs voice. I don't know if I want to give away this sauce, but I'm going to do it because, again, I'm feeling generous today. Natasha Valley Girl on 11 Labs absolutely crushes it. The voice is unbelievable. It is so good. It is so good. So you do that. And then the avatar, you just, like, honestly, hot girls work the best. So that's like what I would suggest. You do UGC. And like, these are ripping right now when it's kind of this like podcast style, or like car ones where it's like casual. Again, use something like this. I'd like test all of them, honestly. But then you go in, you select one of these. We'll just do her to begin with. No, I don't want it. Oh shit. They changed everything. Ah, they suck. All right. I'm going to change it from Izzy. I want my voices. Natasha Valley Girl, baby, marry me. So then I would go and I would listen through this, and you would generate that video, download it. And then at that point, you take it into like CapCut or to script, and you're going to remove the silence so that it has like fast pacing, add captions. And then for like the hook section, you want to add like a title that is at the top of it. And you might be able to do this in here now, actually. Hold on. Let me just do this little, like, add these. Oh, shit. All right. I'll change this. Yeah, the white or whatever. I don't know. It's, you know, something that makes sense. You're trying to make it look as platform native as possible. So that's the thing to remember with this. And then I would add text. Is that a title? I don't know if it's going to allow you to do this, but you do basically the title. You'd have it want to appear just for that section. So actually, I don't know how good this is. This is like literally, I think they launched this today, which is crazy because I was just in here this morning and it didn't have this. So,
yeah.
But anyways,
they just launched this today, like a few
interesting.
Hours ago.
Interesting. Yeah. But anyway, so what you're doing there basically is you are building out this ad within the application. We're going to run through this. You have it generate the AI avatar. You then shorten the word gaps so that it's like faster pacing. Add captions, add a title that's like some type of hooky title, where it's like influencer marketing easy mode, right? Or something, I don't know, whatever. Test a bunch of different ones. And have that be for the hook section of the ad. And then you go make 10 different variations of that. So you're going to take this ad, and I would go to Claude because Claude's got the vibes. Claude, is that what you call him, right?
That's what I call him, yeah, Claude.
Nice. Be like, big dog. Rewrite this ad script 5 times, right? And then just look at the variations. The one you like, just kind of reiterate like over and over on top of these, right? And you can build like automations for this. Like you use like, you know, whatever, Gumloop or Lindy to like automate this whole process. I would suggest that probably. Give it good examples of like, here's ad structures, hook examples, all that. You can make this way more advanced, but this is the simple version. But once I have that, I then go and I do Facebook ads. You're going to target all of Facebook. So Facebook has gotten so good at understanding the person that's most likely to sign up for the thing that you're trying to promote. All that matters is you make good creative now. But how do you make good creative? You test a bunch of creative. So go test 40 different ads a month. And what you're going to find is like 2 to 3 of those are just going to crush the rest of them. Those 2 to 3, you're going to do a conversion campaign. So that event that we just set up for within Google Tag Manager, I can use that same event, but I can do that event as a HTML custom conversion. So I would deploy the Facebook ads pixel, and then I would deploy the custom event for that signup conversion. So let me show you what that actually looks like. We'll say, write a Facebook ad event for a signup. It's going to like write this script. And so like this script right here is all you need. And what that's basically doing is it's sending a event back to Facebook for when that user action is occurring. So our user action is the signup event. We're now sending that back to Facebook so that I can track that user action. And you can do this also for like, if you want them to schedule a demo or stuff, you know, whatever. You can do this for, you know, kind of any user action that you want within the application. But then all you're doing is you're basically testing all this ad creative, letting them compete against each other. And then when you find a winner, all the budget goes there. But what you'll see is that that ad will get what's called ad fatigue. So if a person sees an ad too much, you know, when you watch TV, Greg, and you're like, oh, I've seen this fucking Doritos commercial, you know, 20 times, man. Like I just tune it out. So people do that with, you know, social media ads as well. And so the strategy here is you're constantly refreshing the ads so that it's set, that none of them go stale. And you take the winners and you remix those over and over again. You change hook variations, but maybe you find these pain points work. You just look for the common threads for like what's most successful. That's it, man. That's paid ads for SaaS. That is like the vibe code thing that we could go into details on like how to actually track this. You can get all this data into like a data analytics platform. Like Looker Studio is often what's used. It's a pain in the ass to learn. Or you can use my app. This is the shill. You just sat here for an hour, so we're now going to shill it. You can use graph.com. It'll one-shot dashboards for you. You don't have to learn how to use the tool. I can say, you know, show me clicks week over week for my Facebook ads, and it goes and builds that, does that for Google Ads, does that for my Google Analytics, et cetera. Go sign up for free. It's a free 14-day trial. That's it, man. Any questions I can try to answer before you cut me off and get me out of here? Cut me loose, Greg.
Thank you, Cody. I want to give one quick little piece of sauce. I'm sure you know about, but I'm not sure everyone knows about, or maybe you don't know about this one. So did you know on Instagram you can do trial reels? Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have heard about this. I've never ran them. I heard they can, they like rip though, because they like test it to a huge wide audience for free, right?
Yeah. So basically if you go and create, like as you're saying, basically go and create 10, 15, 20 different pieces of creative. And you can, I think you might need to be a creator account or professional account on Instagram, but there's a setting in there that says enable trial reels. Enable that trial reels thing. And then upload one of your videos, which is a reel. Yeah, exactly. And it'll literally share the reel with non-followers for free so you can see if it's going to resonate with people.
So it's basically, it turns it into TikTok mode and they're giving you this for free. So some degenerate out there, listen to me, all right? You're going to go make like 100... Instagram accounts, okay? And you're going to trial reels all of the 100 Instagram accounts. You're never going to actually post anything on any of these things, right? And that's a way for you to go get free reach at scale, probably. There's something in there that you can probably game. But anyway, gee, that's such a good idea too, because like then you don't have to do any ad spend on the testing. So you skip that step, right? You get to go right to the conversion event rather than having to do like the, you know, the click events or, you know, whatever else that you need for the testing. It's a super good insight.
Cody, it was an absolute honor having you on today. Thank you for sharing. We'll include links to follow Cody and his products and, you know, hopefully come on again for another little tutorial like this.
Whenever you have me back, Poppy, I'm still shocked that you have me here after I robbed you. I mean, it's crazy to me. I was down in Miami. I learned his address. We came in. We took the good art. No, I'm just playing. Thank you, G, for hosting me as always, man. It's always a pleasure. So
that's a story for another day. That's a story.
Yeah. We'll keep that. We'll keep that in the holster. So,
all right. Catch you later, man.
Later, man.